Okay, we're back on the record.
Thank you. We'll just do a roll call since we took a break to make sure everyone is back. Cheryl Stedman?
Here.
Shane Yardley here. Wendy Russin?
Here.
Derek Bradley?
Here.
Mandy Liu?
Here.
Curtis Nielsen?
Here.
Okay, we can proceed with the 10:30 a.m. agenda item, Jacinda Stumpf.
Okay. So this probably requires just a little bit of introduction because this is a little bit different than our usual procedure. So what the division is asking the board to consider is to order that Ms. Stumpf submit to a substance use disorder evaluation. We're using a different mechanism, and that is contained in Utah Code 5831B-401. Under that section, it indicates that nurses, by virtue of having a nursing license, they consent to submit to evaluations. However, it does say that the examination may be ordered by the division with consent of a majority of the board only upon a finding of reasonable cause to believe the nurse has a mental illness, is incapacitated, or otherwise unable to practice nursing with reasonable skill and safety. And immediate action by the division and the board is necessary to prevent harm to the nurse's patients or to the general public. I do kind of want to comment on that last section. Immediate action by the division and the board is necessary to prevent harm to the nurse's patients or general public. I think that sounds like we need to have proof that she's going to, if we don't do this, she's going to hurt somebody. And I don't think that's exactly what we're saying. Because when you look at the statute in context, what happens is if the board orders her to submit to the evaluation, her license is actually still active. She's still able to practice, but she needs to get the evaluation to determine whether she's fit to practice. If she doesn't submit to that evaluation, then her license is suspended. So when I think of immediate action is necessary to prevent harm, I think it's more immediate action is necessary to determine whether there's a problem that needs to be further addressed. Because I think that's more in line with how the statute is structured. So we have Mark Anderson here today, who's an investigator with the division, and he's going to introduce an investigation that he performed concerning Ms. Stumpf, and then we'll talk a little bit more about that.
You need to close it first.
Yeah. And at this time, Shane, we recommend that we close the session, go into a private session to discuss the character and competency of the licensee.
Does a board member have that?
Yeah, this is Cheryl Stedman. I'll do that. This is Cheryl Stedman, as provided under Utah Code annotated 52-4-2051A. I move to close this portion of the meeting to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
Thank you, Cheryl. Do we have a second?
This is Mandy. I'll second.
Thank you, Mandy. We'll do a roll call vote to close the meeting. Cheryl Stedman?
Yes.
Shane Yardley? Yes. Wendy Ruffin?
Yes.
Derek Bradley?
Yes.
Mandy Liu?
Yes.
And Curtis Nielsen?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to get us off the record and then we'll go to the closed room.